We've just learnt the structure of using it is, or es in Spanish, plus an adjective, and then plus a verb. And so it's probably a good idea to learn some new adjectives. So what I've done is created a vocabulary expansion sheet at the end of this course with lots of useful adjectives. The adjectives will be useful not only for this new structure, but for building any sentences in general. Just like with the other vocabulary expansion sheets, learn a couple or three words at a time and build different sentences to help them stick in your brain. There are over 400 adjectives in this list, so I don't expect you to learn them all. If nothing else, just being able to recognise them is a huge benefit. I've split the adjectives up into 11 sections: emotions, size, personality, shape, quantity, condition, sound, taste, time, appearance, and touch. And some of these adjectives won't be very useful to you yet, but as you work through the rest of this course and the following courses, we'll learn lots of new ways to use them. So have the vocabulary expansion sheet to hand when you're working through these following sentences. How would you say in Spanish, "I'm glad"? Estoy contento. Estoy contento. And we use estoy here rather than soy because being glad is only a temporary thing. So you might be glad today, but then tomorrow it might change. So we say estoy contento. If you said soy contento, that means that you're glad all the time. How would you say this car is absolutely enormous? Este coche es absolutamente enorme. Este coche es absolutamente enorme. I'm sorry, but that was thoughtless. Lo siento, pero eso fue desconsiderado. Lo siento, pero eso fue desconsiderado. It's crowded in here tonight. Está abarrotado aquí esta noche. Está abarrotado aquí esta noche. And so in this sentence, in the English, we've got in here rather than just here. But in Spanish, you don't need to bother saying in here. You just say it's crowded here tonight. And this is a thing that you'll notice a lot in English. We use more words than they do in Spanish. And so instead of saying it's crowded in here tonight, in Spanish, you can just say it's crowded here tonight. Está abarrotado aquí esta noche. How would you say everything is broken? Todo está roto. Todo está roto. And in Spanish, the word roto is considered a temporary thing. So something being broken is only temporary. So we use está rather than es. Even though it might be completely broken and you might never be able to repair it, in Spanish, the adjective roto is always considered a temporary thing.